The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It is just after 10 past 5, and on a Monday, every week, the Monday Mailbag Man. We go through our emails, drive@jacarandafm.com. Every week, someone has an issue, something's happened, someone needs a piece of advice from all of us.
Yeah.
It's Leanne today.
It is. Hi, Robin Roz, she says, I have a friend I never see anymore. Whenever there's a birthday or a bri, nobody invites him. I really miss hanging out with him, and I wonder if I should tell him the reason he doesn't get invited to anything anymore is because nobody likes his girlfriend. Or should I just not get involved? Enjoy the show, Leanne.
What do you think?
Yikes.
Big yikes.
Hier is baie moeilik, want jy wil nie regtig betrokke raak nie. Maar as jy nou 'n hele groep vriende het en daai groep wil glad nie meer tyd met jou spandeer nie, want jy kom met 'n plus one waarvan niemand hou nie, dan is dit nou net, what are you gonna do?
Because if you don't know why, imagine you've had a friendship group for years, chommies amal, and suddenly one day the invites just stop arriving. You know, so-and-so hasn't invited you. First it's a birthday party, then it's a baby shower, then all of a sudden Oaks are sitting around having beers, watching the rugby, posting on the stories, and now suddenly you're just left out and you don't know what you've done.
Yeah.
But it turns out it's your partner that no one can stand to spend time with.
You see, for me, I would be, as the person, as Leanne, I would then do something and then invite you and then, you know, have the people there anyway, because she says that she misses him. You know what I mean? So then you'll have to like just stand the partner that you can't stand, because if you miss your friend, you miss your friend.
Then your friends are going to stop inviting you, Joe, because you're the one who brought us back to that person.
Exactly.
Now we'll cut you out as well. We'll deal with this.
Ook, hoekom wil jy nou in lekker social situasies wees waar mense kuier en me catching up en daai tipe ding, en dan is daar net awkwardness. Of die res van die groep vriende praat nie met die girlkie nie, because they don't like her. So there's these little pockets, and then now she's going to feel out and she's going to feel that awkwardness.
Yeah.
Or she is there and ruins the whole thing.
Again.
Lee says, someone's already told him his chick is the problem. Trust me, he knows, says Lee. But well, Leanne seems to suggest not.
Henry, altijd met die spice. She secretly likes him and has never had the heart to tell him. Now she's just, Henry trying to out Leanne. Jeff, if the uninvited person asks you why, tell them. Otherwise, just let sleeping dogs lie.
So you wouldn't solicit that advice for free, Jeff. You wouldn't go up to them and be like, listen, by the way, the reason you haven't been getting the invites anymore is because no one can stand time to spend with your partner. Because what if this partner is like the super over-the-top, loud, drunk, you know, obnoxious person. I mean, I'm assuming then this guy will know about it. But I don't know how you rub up an entire friendship circle the wrong way that no one wants to spend time with you.
Do you know that thing, beer goggles? I believe there's a thing called love goggles. Wanneer jy so verlief is op die persoon, jy sien hulle nie soos wat mense buite julle verhouding hulle sien nie. So this person can do no wrong. But I do think Jeff has a really good point. Like, unless the person is going, listen, why don't I see you guys anymore?
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to say anything.
Because that's the question at the end of the day. Leanne wants to know, should she unsolicited tell this bra, who's her mate, listen, this is the reason why you don't get invited anymore?
I think they should just invite him without the girlfriend and just make it explicit that, look, just come through. I mean, would you go to a party if they said, Rob, come alone.
No.
Please don't bring your partner.
No, you see, I wouldn't go.
You see?
Be like, up yours.
Love goggles.
Yeah. 084-850-0942. That's tough. Do you uninvited get involved in that situation? Do you tell your mate, listen, your partner is the reason you're not getting the invites anymore? Or do you just leave them to figure it out for themselves?
This WhatsApp line is cooking already. 084-850-0942. Colette actually sent a really great message. She said, sure, but is the girlfriend good for him or not? If she isn't, tell him. If she is, you might have to accept her.
Oh, Johan, hoe gaan het?
Goed zelf, man.
Nee, goed dankie, dude. Jy het gesê, jy sal in hierdie situasie.
Ja man, ons het 'n vriend, hy en sy girl gaan seker al vir 'n bietjie meer as 5 jaar uit. En ons het redelik, ek moet sê, ons het redelik 'n groot ouderdoms gap tussen die vriendegroep en die girlkie. En sy het te lank terug slaag gemaak met skool, nee. Ek gaan seker sê omtrent so 3 jaar terug slaag gemaak met skool. En jy weet, as ons by 'n kuier is, sy weet altyd beter, want sy het dit mos nou op skool geleer. So sy weet altyd beter. As ons praat oor dinge, jy weet, ons almal is al in ons 30s hier, so hy's 'n bietjie jonger, ek moet dit wel sê. Maar, jy weet, sy weet altyd beter. So, altyd 'n eiertjie te lê oor alles. En ons het al meerdere keer met hom gepraat daaroor, maar ter wille van hom en die vriendskap, tolereer ons maar die girl.
Sy weet altyd beter omdat sy dit op skool geleer het, want sy was gister in die skool. So, it's right. Like, she's so, like, young and knows everything about the world. Julle kan vir haar niks vertel nie. Ooh, ek is al reeds geïrriteerd.
Well, look, I mean, I think if you guys are in your 30s, you guys can just go out until 11 and then, you know, just not invite her. She can still go out at 11 o'clock while we want to go to bed. Just make it that, oh, look, she's here. Sorry, let's go to sleep, guys. Bye.
Well, I must say, she's quite good with our kids. So we normally get her in for babysitting and then we go out.
Well, because she's closer to the age. It makes sense as well.
Sy verdien bietjie sakgeld, hoor.
So you're saying you still invite her out, you guys tolerate it, hey?
Yeah, no, we have to tolerate her. It's one of my best mates, so no, we same. Have to tolerate her.
Interesting. All right, Jan, donkey, I'll let you listen into what the rest of the WhatsApps have said here. It's interesting, a lot of people saying, listen, how bad can someone be? Because I think most people are very forgiving. I think most people are very relaxed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if a whole friendship group, if everyone turns around and goes, I'm not willing to put up with this.
Yeah.
That's hectic, eh?
But I think the age gap thing that he mentioned there is a thing. Because, I mean, if everyone's at a certain age and we all live through certain kind of things, and then you're either a lot younger or a lot older, I can see why that could become irritating.
Steve actually sent in a brilliant message as well. I lost all my friends years ago because of my now ex-wife. Some friends that made contact with me again said, it's nice to have Steve back.
Hey, listen.
Deep.
So, based on the WhatsApp line, what's our advice to Leanne? Does she get involved? Yes or no?
Unless the friend asks her why they don't get invited, don't say anything.